My name is Gary Lance, and I reside at 3925 Park Meadow Lane in Bryan, Texas. And I would just like to address item A, which is the skate parks. And based upon what the comment is on item A, I am in support of the item A, which is pulling from consideration Park Meadow, Park Hudson, as a skate park. We live in an area, there's a group that lives in an area. Primarily, we're older citizens. We enjoy the trail. We enjoy all the habitat that's in the trail. It is not a conducive area for a skate park. It is more conducive for what we have there, which is a nature trail, and there's also Watercress, which is close by, retirement area. This area is not a conducive area for a skate park. Not opposed to skate parks, just opposed to the location of this particular skate park. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been an unusual city council meeting. First, we have a new place to meet. Second, we find out we can speak, and we weren't ready for that, maybe. But I also speak, as Gary did, in dropping Hamilton Park from consideration as a location of a skate park. We're not against skate parks, but this is not the location for it. We've joined together. We have notified our city councilmen, I think probably 100%, that we do not want this there. It is not in the interest of our nature trail. We appreciate our council members working with us on this. And when we were requested to let him know how we felt about it, we did. And he has those on his file. This controversy over this issue should serve to remind us how important our parks are to the well-being and quality of life to our citizens. I plead for you to drop your differences and work together. Surely we can agree after this that we need a master plan this carefully examines our parks, the areas that you want to put the skate park or other things, and work together to accomplish this. My name is Mary Joyce, 3924 Park Meadow Drive. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
My name is Harley Till. I reside at 7242 Honeysuckle Lane, Bryan, Texas, and I support the skate park.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Tyler Young. I live at 4711 Westminster Drive in Bryan. And I am in support of the location of the skate park in Park Hudson because I live in Copperfield and businesses don't like me skating there. And it would be nice for me and my little group of friends that live in Copperfield to have a place to skate because Park Hudson is only like a mile away. Thank you.
Thank you. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Eric Matthews. I live at 1702 Beaver Pond Court, Bryan, Texas. And I'm also in support for the location of the skate park. I think that what we have here is a little misconception about what a skate park is. I think we have a lot of people scared that it's going to be very disruptive, that it's going to just completely change their whole community. And they're not ready for it. The location that we chose for this, we had a meeting about it, and it was approved. After some people in the community figured out where it was, they were not happy with it. This is the only place that this park will fit. It is the only place that has the right type of ground, the right type of dirt, to do all the digging and all the cement covering and everything that we need for it. A skate park does not mean that it's going to disrupt with the elderly community. It's not going to hurt any of that. Skate parks are a lot more of a peaceful, beautiful place than what they used to be. Some people still have in their mind that you go to a skate park and you have kids that are causing trouble and getting into fights, and it's just really disruptive and just a really big hassle. It's 2014. We got Grindline. Grindline makes it right. They make it pretty. It's a good location. That's where it needs to stay. That's where we had it approved for the first meeting, and that's all I have to say. It needs to stay there. Thanks.
My name is Eleanor Ford, 4740 Tiffany Park Circle. I back up to the Hudson Trail. And I'm not prepared tonight because I didn't think we were going to be able to speak either. And I did speak in opposition to this location at the public hearing, which was the second one, I believe. Initially, there were to be four public hearings. The first one was not advertised, so we didn't even know to go. The second one, everything had already been the original 13, I understand, possible sites had been narrowed to six. Then by the time we knew about a meeting, the second one, they'd been narrowed to three, including the Park Hudson location. So, and then we were informed that there would be only one more hearing. So the whole thing was a little bit, citizen input is supposed to have been solicited and wanted, but it wasn't advertised too well. So I'm just here again to repeat my earlier stance that this is just not the appropriate place for one. There are many young people in Copperfield and in Austin's Colony, and there are lots of places, it seems to me, in those areas, vacant areas. And as others have said, we're not against skate parks. It's just this particular location that we believe is not appropriate. So I thank you.
My name is Barbara Young, and I live at 4711 Westminster Drive in Bryan. I have a son who skates, and he loves to go to the skate park in College Station. He's 13, and I drive him there probably once a week, and I drop him off, and I go pick him up. And when we heard that there might be a park in Bryan, we got so excited. And so I just really want one that's close by that the kids can just go to safely, and they can manage themselves. He's at the age where he likes to go do things and doesn't want mom to shuttle them around, and I have other kids. And so for me, this is just a really exciting thing. So I'm disappointed that other people aren't as excited as we are, and I would love to see a way for it to work out. I understand there might be some other places that are also close by. I would be open to that. I would just love to see it still happen. That's my main concern. I just want it to happen. So that's all I have to say.
My name is David Nichols. I live at 4203 Winchester Drive in Bryan, Texas. I came here tonight just to bring my son because he's the one who asked me to come. I wasn't planning on talking. But I've heard a lot of people for and against the skate park, and one thing I heard is it's not an appropriate location, but I haven't really heard why, other than the nature trail. And it's my understanding that the skate park's not on the nature trail. It's behind the substation, which would not affect the nature trail. There's a high concentration of youth in that area. I think there's two elementary schools located within less than a mile of it, probably three or four located within less than 4 miles of it. And again, youth, I'm talking about youth. I mean, there's people my age, 40, 50, that use the skate park. So, you know, you're not just looking at youth. I ask y'all that are against it, you know, get to know the youth. Go out to the skate park in College Station and what are y'all against? You know, I mean, they're not really going to disrupt. It brings something to the community. Also, I know that there's other locations that y'all are considering in place of that, but I think those locations are really just not up to standards. They're in neighborhoods that really aren't. The one lady says she goes and takes her kids and she drops them off. They're not in an area where I would want to even be by myself, let alone drop my child off and let him stay there. Employ y'all to do that. Again, I don't get up and speak. I'm really nervous right now. Also, on 6H, y'all are one. I don't understand the athletic facility being in a location that's, what, 6 miles maybe from a hotel. I have youth that have gone to complexes and stuff like that, and they're always located in a place that's easy to get to, off a highway or off a major intersection. Hotels within the area, I don't understand that. I think there would be a better location for that, too. I'm not against any of that, just a better location. Thank you, sir.
My name is Laura Nelson. I live at 3920 Park Meadow. I'm Brian. I am the president of the Park Village HOA. And from what this reads on 6A, I was going to thank you all very much for listening to the people who have requested that you not consider that location. We're not against the parks, as I think everyone has said. We're just against that location. It's not a conducive neighborhood for that type of activity. And he said that the youths, you know, I can't remember what he said, but the youths don't just transport themselves in. They have to get in and out of the park somehow, and they're going to be riding the trails. The sound of the skateboard and disrupting of the nature. We like our peace and quiet. We're old. We go to bed early. And bottom line, we pay the taxes. The youth don't. So, and I would appreciate y'all staying true to what this sounds like and not considering Park Hudson as a location. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jill Lister. Okay, Jill Lister, 4603 Locksford, Brian. And I was not planning to speak either. I completely understand the people that live in Park Hudson and their concerns, although I agree with some of the others that have spoken that we do have a high concentration of children in both Copperfield, Tiffany Park, and Park Hudson as well, both elementary, middle school, and high school. And I know you say you're not concerned about the skate park per se, and I do want to speak on behalf of the character of the young men, and I'm sure there's women that participate in this sport, and they uphold high standards. Many of them are honor students in our schools, and it would be nice if they had some place close to home where they don't have to go to College Station. And we're excited that y'all are considering the possibility of bringing this to Bryan so that we can stay within our hometown. I think if it is developed the way it was explained to me, I think they would stay within the park and not necessarily, I can't guarantee that, but I think they would stay within the park because of the amenities of the park and not necessarily divert to the paths on a regular basis. But I just want to speak on behalf of these young men, and I think they would uphold the standards of the park because they want to use it for their ability and to increase their abilities, and they want to keep it a nice place so it'll attract the type of people they want to see there. So thank you for your consideration and for, again, bringing this close to home.
Thank you. Please state your name and address for the record.
I'm Tom Lister. I'm the other half of Jill Lister. I live at 4603 Locksford in Bryan, Texas. I have called Bryan home for 25 years. Well, almost 25 years. My son became interested in skate parks a little over 2 years ago. And as a parent, I have been to more skate parks than I want to mention across the state of Texas. I've been to Victoria, Texas, which is down south. I've been to Dallas, Texas, which is up north. Pflugerville, Austin, Texas. And I can only tell you what I have seen, not read on the internet. Average age, anywhere from 4 years old to 40-something, maybe. I didn't go and ask the older gentleman what his age was. Cut of the person there depended on the location. Austin, sure, they had dressed a little different. Dallas, very much like they do here. Victoria, very much like they do here. As my wife mentioned, the character of the children going out there, the type of person. One is the president of the Honor Society at Bryan High. That's pretty high character, I think. He doesn't get to be that for nothing. Several of them are majoring in different majors at A&M, pre-med, business. Those are the type of kids that are in these parks. The noise that I experienced out at these places, not much. In fact, I took a nap at the Austin one. In terms of whether it disturbs the nature trail, the last location that I'll mention that I've been to is the Woodlands. They have a regulation for every twig, bush, leaf that you want to mention there. Because I lived in the Woodlands and I know. I experienced their homeowners association. So in terms of item 6A, I am against 6A.
My My name is Jason Downs, and I am from 1215 Mullins Court, College Station. Now, I was on the advisory council for the skate park, and when we looked at it, it was kind of the one that made sense for putting this size of a skate park in it. And I think it was proof here tonight when you heard Tyler and some of the parents speak that it's not so much there is no kids over there. I think that was a common misconception that a lot of people say, there's no kids over here. We don't need a park. Well, there is. I think it comes down to certain people don't want kids over there, and that's pretty sad. You know, if we can't coexist and commingle in parks, I think it's sad when we can't do that. But, you know, I'm a 40-year-old skateboarder myself. I'm a father of two skateboarders. You know, I'm constantly fighting stereotypes all the time, and I'm hoping that this isn't one of those, but it feels like it kind of is. So I just kind of wanted to get up here and kind of just say that I'm in support of the location. I think it's perfect. There's a lot of kids that skateboard over there. We see them all the time in College Station. So thank you very much.
I'm Phil Springer. I live at 3809 Park Village Court. I would like to speak against the skateboard park in the Park Hudson area. I play tennis at Southwood Park, right where there is a skateboard park. So I see it every time I play, I see skateboarders. And I can tell you that what I see is not conducive to what I would say a calm environment. I mean, I see a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, I'm probably an 81-year-old kid. I used to roller skate, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I mean, I haven't skateboarded, but skateboarding itself is great, and I'm not against the skateboard park. But what I see is a lot of noise. Not only the slamming into the concrete of, you know, of all the jumps and everything, but many times we hear profanity. I mean, a lot of profanity. We see a lot of trash. We can count from where I play tennis there in the park, 6 trash cans. And yet, around the skateboard park, there is all kinds of discarded trash where kids have just had drinks and so forth and just pitched them, regardless of the trash cans and our thing. On one particular occasion, there were some guys slamming and falling and screaming obscenities. And so I yelled to them. I said, guys, keep it down. And what did they say? Blank you, old man. I mean, so I understand these are kids, but kids do what kids do. And today we know kids do a lot of things that are what us old people would say are not kosher. But I think the idea of skateboard park is great, and they need a place. But I dread to think of having a skateboard park near where I live. Once you put a skateboard park in, that thing is going to be there for years and years and years. The kids will be up and gone and be skateboarding somewhere else. So how you go about locating the skateboard park is really a tough question, but I just would be so grateful if it was placed somewhere not where it will be a constant threat to our sanity. Thank you very much.
My name is Jackson Jenkins from 2515 Longmire Drive. To piggyback off of what the last gentleman said, a lot of profanities and things that happen that aren't necessarily seen as good happen at parks that aren't necessarily patrolled. And that's not necessarily like officer patrolled, it's the amount of people that are to go there. At the College Station Park, there's not as much profanity. There's not as much illegal things going on because there are more people there that patrol it and can keep it at rest. I'm in favor of 6A, or of the location at 6A at Park Hudson. And I came up with some facts last night. Based on the 2000 U.S. Census, the average family household percentage was 62.6%, with the average age of 27.6. The total percentage of people under 24 was 37.12. Now, the average age of a skater is about 16 to 17 years old, with it going all the way up to 40 years old competing in contests such as the X Games, things of that nature. If you look at MagruderHomes.com, it suggests Tiffany Park as one of the top neighborhood facilities in Bryan, which is right next to where the skate park is said to be. I did some research on noise. The typical loudness of a busy street is 80 decibels. The typical noise at a concrete skate park is between 60 and 70 decibels. So where the skate park is wanting to be is right off of a major road, William J. Bryan. And that road is consistently at 80 to 90 decibels. With the skate park being next to the substation and the road, it's going to be roughly 60 to 70 decibels, which is less than the road, not anywhere near the nature trail. If you look at Realtor.com, they put the Copperfield age distribution, almost 40% is under the age of 40. If you look at Wheeler Ridge, the under 40% or under 40 is 40%. So there's a lot of youth in this area that want to use this park. There's a lot of us here that want to use this park from College Station, from Houston, from everywhere. So I would say support Park Hudson for a skate park.
I live in College Station, but my name is Becky Justice. I own the skate shop, so I know all these kids. And you have a few that, you know, y'all may say they fit this typical profile, but there's a lot of good kids out there, and they need a good place to skate. And you can't put them off in a skate park in a bad neighborhood. I mean, they don't feel safe. I've got, on my skate team, I've got all of them have either graduated from A&M or they're in college. They're good kids. And I think that they did a lot of research on where to put the park, and that's where they narrowed it down to. If you can find a better place, as long as they get a park and they approve it, great. But I think they've done their research, and I'm hoping you approve it.
Dylan Wilkerson, 107 Maple Avenue, College Station. And I'm in for putting the park at Park Hudson because that is the area that we decided in one meeting fits the calculations and everything that needs to be put into the park, and it fits the size. And yes, I don't think people understand that we have two other small parks being built in Bryan, Texas, but the big one is the one that's going to bring in revenue and bring back money into Bryan, and contest probably two or three a year that are going to be real big. We just had one in College Station recently last week. And like Becky said, we can't put the park in a neighborhood that we're not going to feel safe in because no one's going to want to go to it. And also, people don't understand that when we skate at these parks, it leads to us not doing bad things. And I want people at Park Hudson to maybe walk by or something and feel like, hey, those kids are doing something with them with their lives and not out there doing drugs or whatnot. And I'm just in support of it. And we all, yeah, we have jobs. We go to school. People, there's a different age group, like Jason Down said. We got people from age 5 to age 45. People are really out there. And skateboarding is the highest, since the 2000, it's been rapidly growing, aside from football, baseball, all that. Skateboarding is basically the future. And like this gentleman said, we're going to leave at one point, but that skate park is going to stay there for years and years. And kids, your kids are going to skate it, your grandkids are going to skate it, great-grandkids, everyone's going to skate it, and it's always going to be there. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Patricia Lance, 3925 Park Meadow Lane. We are not here opposing the kids. I'm sure they're all sterling. We don't want the park in our area. We walk our dogs in the park. It's quiet. It's peaceful. And I'm assuming they are not going to levitate to the park, so they'll be skateboarding through the park. It will be disruptive. The wildlife will be disturbed, and we don't want it there. And we do pay our taxes, and we do vote. Thank you.
My name is Nick Barber. I live at 5571 Justin Lane, and I'm in support of the location of the skate park. I was here for the very, very first meeting whenever you guys voted on the bill to make it go through for the whole skate park project, and a lot of you guys seemed really excited about getting the youth out of the house and getting them to do get a lot of exercise and have fun, and I think skateboarding has done a lot for me in my life. I never played like football or baseball or anything in high school. I always skated, and I'm about to graduate from A&M in December with a degree in geography, and I think it's helped me a lot. It's helped me live a happy, fun life, and it's kept me healthy, and I support the location of where it's at. So, thank you.
My name is Charles Campbell. I live at 4524 Kensington Lane, Bryan, Texas. I've lived in Copperfield all my life, and I went to Bryan Collegiate High School. I don't know if y'all have heard of that, but it was rough, and I can tell you that skate park in College Station, it gave me a lot of joy throughout my high school. And it was pretty rough, I mean, living in Copperfield and having to go basically the other side of town. Every time I wanted to ride my bike or my skateboard, or there's even going to be other kids using this. I mean, it's not just skateboarding. So I'm just like here to say I'm in favor for the location. I mean, you see these kids here, but there's so many more. But that's all I really need to say.
My name is Brian Lister. I live at 4603 Loxford Drive in Copperfield, and I've lived my whole life in Copperfield, like Cade said. And I mean, you see the large amount of kids here. How often do you see kids at city council meetings? That's a sign that they really want it there, and a lot of them can't drive, so they can only go to the skate park maybe once or twice a month if it's all the way across town. And the Park Hudson location, that'll cater to Austin's Colony, Tiffany Park, Copperfield, and even kids on 1179. Maybe their parents will be able to drop them off on the way to work because it's on the way. This is the best location for this park, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir.